speak to you in the name of the Spirit of God. Amen. And now the wind. Look at what the wind has blown into St. Catherine's Church today. A ragtag bunch of believers, if I ever saw one. Look at us. We're spaced apart, wearing face masks, singing softly, not handling hymnals and prayer books, placing our offerings in stationary offering plates, bowing at each other at the peace like Arctic puffins mating. But here we are, and you look great. Nice to see you. It seems as if we've been apart forever. Actually, it's just over 2 months, but it seems much longer. We celebrated the great holy days of our faith apart from each other, in our homes, watching Facebook and Zoom, staying in touch by telephone, praying for each other, helping our neighbors, discovering again how fragile and strong a community can be. And now the wind has blown us together once more. And now, what will happen? We have come to the end of Easter. Every day during the great 50 days of Easter, I texted our senior warden with this greeting: Blessed 4th day of Easter. Blessed 23rd day of Easter. Blessed 35th day of Easter. Blessed 47th day of Easter. And like the measuring of the rising of light, that litany of blessings has now brought us to this day of wind, this day of freedom, this day of joy, when the babble of Babel has been replaced by the clarity of tongues, and when the new wine of the Spirit has overcome the fear and distraction of the rabble. And best of all, we are now breathed on by Jesus again. And we now realize that His breath of peace and forgiveness does not just shelter us from fear and worry. You may remember that on the second Sunday of Easter, long ago, when we were in fear of what the wind might bring, worried about the infectious danger of the world around us, you may remember that on that day, we discovered that Jesus' breath covered us with the assurance that God is with us, and that the wind and the breath may still carry life and not death. You may remember that this paschal breath is the same enlivening power as the Ruach of God, filling the void with life at the beginning, lifting the ark to safety, filling all living beings with life and hope. On that faraway day, when the Easter joy was just reaching the corners of our lives, we found solace in the breath of Jesus. We were relieved to feel safe because we were covered with the breath of life. And now, that Ruach, that breath, that Spirit, that power has swirled and huffed and puffed and roared and picked us up and brought us to this place, to this familiar place, to this beautiful church, to give thanks for life and breath, to be empowered to go forth, such as we may, to spread abroad this gift throughout the world. So what happens next? We've been asking that question relentlessly. Unless you spent Easter 2020 in an underground bunker, you know that all of us have been wondering, what comes next? When does the world open up again? When can we dine out? When can we go back to work? When can I get a job again? When can we take the kids to Busch Gardens? When can we get back to normal? And what will normal be like? When the wind blows, it doesn't just usually stop. It keeps blowing, especially the wind of the Spirit of God. We've been blown here today. We will praise God together to sing or hum God's praises. We will feed on His mercy and goodness. Then the wind will blow us out of this place and back to the world. What do you suppose the wind will do then? I have no crystal ball. Even my ordination certificate gives me no privileged knowledge of the ways of God. But let me hazard a few suggestions about where the wind might blow next. Just as the danger of this epidemic has blown us apart, it may be that the wind of God's Spirit will blow us together more openly. It may be that the wind will strip our fears of others and cause us to linger closer to one another than before. The upheaval of this epidemic has rendered stark and clear the inequities and inequalities in our society, those hollow assumptions that undergirded many of our lives. Black and brown people have been affected more widely and deeply than others. Perhaps the wind will blow with such force that we forge, gladly or reluctantly, a more just and interdependent community. This wind that blew on Pentecost, that filled the universe with life, caused the whole assembly in Jerusalem to discover that their individualities were only the bearers of unity. The wind blew, and the fire blazed, and the disciples began to speak, and all the assembled persons heard the good news in their own languages. But unlike Babel, where the proliferation of languages brought the project to a close, this new cacophony unfolded like a quilt of blessing and signified unity and community. We live in a society where some persons of means rode out the epidemic by hastening to seaside villas or country hideaways. In that same society, other persons endured and suffered the epidemic because they could not leave crowded apartment buildings or not go to work. We live in a society where some people brought assault rifles to rallies to protest public health protections. We live in a society where a few rogue churches remain crowded with people and forgot the Lord's great commandment to love one another. It's been a strange time. We will debate for a long time to come how we responded to the danger, how we lived with it, how we helped or did not help, how the COVID-19 epidemic left us sundered or brought us together. But on this day of Pentecost, the wind is still blowing. You can't control the wind, but you mustn't fear the wind. It has blown us together in this place today. And when the wind begins to blow, it always keeps blowing and it blows out. It may blow us out to serve our neighbors more gladly. It may blow out from our limited base to blow apart the economic and legal and societal structures that inhibit the goodness of God and restrict the promise of our fellow children of God. It's been blowing trouble and chaos the last few days. It will certainly keep blowing out until we understand that glory lies elsewhere than our locked rooms, and God's mercy awaits our glad hearts and strong hands. The wind of God will carry us to the next place. Listen for the wind. Sing to the wind if you want. But let it fill us with life and hope this day and always. Amen.